This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, if this is the first time you've heard of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, don't be alarmed. It's not complicated. It's a very simple little game that we like to play with our listeners live on Friday afternoons, as on this Friday, July the 6th. We have four soundbites from our Issues Etc. program that we've pulled forward, and we're going to play them for you. All you got to do is listen. Now, the four soundbites deal with all different issues, just like this program deals with all different issues. All we ask you to do is listen and then vote for Soundbite of the Week. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. You can agree with what's said, disagree. You can find it remarkable for any reason. Your reasons are your own. All we want to hear is your vote, which of the four soundbites should be Soundbite of the Week, and your reason for voting for it. 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those votes in real time right here in the studio, as with the tweets at Issues ETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away well, it's something that only either visitors to the LPR studios or players of Soundbite of the Week get, and that is the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. That goes to the listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon. And phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week comes from George Conger. He comes from GetReligion.org, and he's explaining here why most reporters just don't get religion.
Well, I think most reporters want to do a good job. They wish to be professional, but they don't have a knowledge base to understand what they're hearing or listening to. They don't have a depth of an experience, or they don't have an interest to talk about the subjects under review. A reputable newspaper would not have a defense correspondent who couldn't tell the difference between a battleship and a tank, for instance. Yet we have people writing about religion, which is one of the most important elements in people's lives, who have no idea the difference between different Christian groups, different Christian beliefs, what the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni Muslim is. We hear all this stuff about the Middle East, but hardly any of the reporters know why the Sunni and the Shia are different, why Protestants and Catholics are different. It's a lack of knowledge, I believe.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? Why most reporters don't get religion, from George Conger? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page, we've left space there for you to vote for soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We were talking about the Christian conscience, and here's something he had to say about where to find a clean conscience.
The accusing voice of the conscience, it would have no silence at all by our good works, but it is the voice of the gospel that silences the accusations of the conscience. Because in place of the accusation of our conscience comes the imputation of Christ's righteousness. Instead of our conscience telling us that we're guilty, we hear the absolution which tells us that we're forgiven. Instead of our conscience showing us all the things that we've done wrong, we have the gospel showing us how Christ has done absolutely everything right for us, and the conscience of the Christian and the heart of the Christian by faith clings to that promise and finds in the gospel, and only in the gospel, finds in the gospel a good and a clean conscience.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on where to find a clean conscience. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. You can vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Remember to include your city and state and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number three. This one comes from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, and he's talking about the basic irrationality of atheism.
There isn't any high ground to atheism. Atheism is simply irrational. The fact of the matter is that if one doesn't believe in God, one believes in the absolute character of the world as we see it. And yet not one single thing in this world as we see it can explain itself. And since the world, the universe, is the sum total of all the stuff in it, and since no single thing can explain itself, the universe can't explain itself. And that requires an appeal beyond it to something that is self-explanatory, or someone who is self-explanatory, since there's evident design in this world. And that takes you directly to God.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, the irrationality of atheism. If you like it, dislike it, agree, disagree, you can vote for it for soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send your vote to us via email, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. Peter Scare. Get ready to vote, because after we play four, we'll start taking your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and your Facebook votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Dr. Peter Scare was on recently talking about, well, we were talking about the Gospel of Mark and the church in the Gospel of Mark, and near the end of the conversation, he had this to say about the gospel of the Lord's Supper.
This is what we do in every church service. We say we preach Christ crucified. Well, one way to assure that you preach Christ crucified is actually to celebrate the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Because no matter what the gospel text is, the final and greatest gospel will be then the words of institution in the Lord's Supper. St. Paul says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Every Sunday that we celebrate the Lord's Supper and we receive his body and his blood, we are calling to remembrance our Lord's death and resurrection for us. So it's not simply a sacrament devoid of words, by no means. It's a call to remembrance. It's a preaching of this gospel and then the giving of the bread of Christ's presence. That is to say, the Lord's Supper is not incidental or an add-on to the life of the church. If we have the Eucharist, if we have the Lord's Supper, if we have the bread that is his body, we can rest assured that he is with us, because the church is always present where Jesus is present. Where Jesus is, there is the church. And here, that presence is defined by the bread of the Eucharist, which should make us want to celebrate the supper all the more, especially how difficult life can be. And what a joy it is knowing that our Lord is with us.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Should it be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? This break coming up here is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. If you get a busy signal, keep trying, 1-877-623-6943. Send your vote to us via email. We'll get it right here in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter at IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. If you're sending it via email, Twitter, or a Facebook fan page, please include your city and state. Let us know why you're voting for the soundbite you picked. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, right after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, IssuesETC.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at IssuesETC.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. IssuesETC.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through the charitable grant program Thrivent Choice. We received more than $15,000 last year through Thrivent Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrivent Choice. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page at issuesetc.org. Please support Issues Etc. in 2012 with Thrivent Choice.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Do you have a student finishing up 8th grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's Friday afternoon. It's the 6th of July. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send your vote to us right here in the studio via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send it to us via Twitter at issuesetc. Soundbite number one, George Conger, why most reporters don't get religion. Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, where we can find a clean conscience. Soundbite number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the irrationality of atheism. Or soundbite number four from Dr. Peter Scare, the gospel of the Lord's Supper, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to a cell where Martin is on the line. Martin, welcome to Issues Etc.
Welcome. This is Martin Nolan, and I'm going to vote for Dr. Peter Scare, number four, because when he talks about the Lord's Supper as reminding us of Christ's atonement, we're reminded of that that excludes all good works. So therefore, Lord's Supper means it's justification by faith alone, and he hit it on the nail.
All right. Thank you very much, Martin, and thanks for listening there in your car, passing through town, I believe. Let's see. Isaac is listening in Olympia, Washington. Isaac, welcome.
Welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Which is your vote?
My vote, it's hard not to get excited about number four, isn't it?
I agree.
It's just, I could talk for hours, but keep it short. As surely as I feel the bread in my mouth, so sure is the word of God that says what Christ has done for me and what he does. And actually in the eating, he is doing it. And that's a good example of what is, when he says, this is my body. It is. And I think that's a great, I'm excited about that. It's not incidental. I thought that was good, a point he brought out. It's not incidental. It's part of who we are as Christians.
Isaac, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Washington. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Bill is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Number three.
Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the irrationality of atheism. Why so?
Well, I spent over 35 years working in radio communications, and to think that this universe came into place by chance and all the things we enjoy today, computers, whatnot, iPads. It all comes down to a simple principle of magnetism. If it weren't for magnetism, none of this, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. This doesn't happen by chance. It's stupid. Call me dumb, call me an old redneck with common sense, but that's the way it is.
Bill, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Let's see what Rick has to say. He listens in Nashville, Illinois. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Really enjoy the program. And for me, it came down to how can you not speak about the Lord's Supper and the benefits that we receive from what he has done for us. But number two, the conscience of a man. If he can get that straight, there's a lot of Christians that walk around in guilt and not sure of where they're at with their Lord. If they could clear their conscience, we could talk to reporters and help them understand what Christ has done and the difference between the different religions. We could talk to the atheist, and then we could more enjoy the Lord's Supper when we're there.
All right. Thank you very much, Rick, and thanks for listening to Nashville, Illinois, his vote for soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Where to Find a Clean Conscience, 1-877-623-6943. Still plenty of time for you to vote and your chance to win the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker as we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, July the 6th, playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Jacob is listening in Wisconsin. He says, my vote is for Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Once again, as he has often done on the program, he cuts through the high rhetoric of the atheist's position to call it what it is. His clarity on a host of topics is almost unrivaled by other Issues Etc. guests. I've always left his interviews with refreshed and perspective on the task of apologetics. Thank you very much for those kind words. I know that Dr. Montgomery's a big one of the big favorites of many of our listeners, and thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week from Wisconsin. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July is a great one. Now, it's a little dense, but that's all right. We know our listeners, and we often say smartest listeners in radio. It's called Faith and Act, the Survival of Medieval Ceremonies in the Lutheran Reformation. I'll boil it down for you. When the Lutheran reformers were reforming many things, including church practice and worship practice, they kept more than they threw away. And there was a reason for that. They retained what the church had handed down to them because they saw its value in proclaiming the gospel. That's the theme of Faith and Act, our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order Faith and Act, 1-800-325-3040. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July. Andy's listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Todd. You just don't make it easy for your listeners. Numbers 2 and 4, presenting the gospel clearly, and certainly at the heart of the matter for all Christian believers. Number 3, showing the fallacy of being an atheist and showing that the atheists actually are the true anti-intellectuals. But number 1, it gets my vote, because it demonstrates that the people that don't understand the gospel are intellectually lazy and unwilling to inquire. So, number 1 for me.
All right, Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Let's see what Diane has to say. She's listening in St. Louis.
Hi, it was between number two and four. I'd have to go with number 2, though. You can have a clear conscience without the Lord's Supper, but you cannot have a clear conscience without the gospel.
All right, thank you very much, Diane. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Paul listens in California. He says, my vote is for number 2, Pastor Wolfmiller, Where to Find a Clean Conscience. Very simply, our terrified consciences cannot be eased through works of the law, for how we know how many works will calm our conscience or please God. For through Christ alone comes our comfort for our sins, through faith in him and his atoning sacrifice for us on the cross. Without that, says Paul in California, we are lost, condemned, and cannot be at peace, which comes through him. Thanks for listening out on the West Coast. Thomas in Alma, Michigan, to the other side of the country, says he's voting for soundbite number 4, Dr. Peter Scare on the gospel of the Lord's Supper. The Holy Supper, the Holy Eucharist, writes Thomas, is not incidental, not a mere add-on, but the very lifeblood of Christ's body, the Holy Church, and the fulfillment of the Lord's promise. Lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. Smartest listeners in radio, Thomas, thanks for listening in Michigan. Gary listens in Kansas City, Missouri. He's voting for soundbite Number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, he says, Dr. Montgomery always takes top of the list. The winner this week, according to your votes of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, is soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Where to Find a Clean Conscience.
The accusing voice of the conscience, it would have no silence at all by our good works, but it is the voice of the gospel that silences the accusations of the conscience. Because in place of the accusation of our conscience comes the imputation of Christ's righteousness. Instead of our conscience telling us that we're guilty, we hear the absolution which tells us that we're forgiven. Instead of our conscience showing us all the things that we've done wrong, we have the gospel showing us how Christ has done absolutely everything right for us, and the conscience of the Christian and the heart of the Christian by faith clings to that promise and finds in the gospel, and only in the gospel, finds in the gospel a good and a clean conscience.
That's soundbite of the week according to your votes on this Friday afternoon, the 6th of July. Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Where to Find a Clean Conscience. The winner of the LPR bundle package this Friday is going to be Rick in Nashville, Illinois, who called in his vote from there. Rick, thank you very much for your vote. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send the LPR bundle package to you, Rick, and thanks to everybody else. When you go home this weekend, this evening is a great time. It's hot outside. You don't want to be outside mowing the grass or anything like that. In most of the country, stay inside, listen to Lutheran Public Radio. It's right there on your laptop, on your computer, on your iPhone, on your Android or other mobile device. LutheranPublicRadio.org, 24/7, sacred music for the world. It's the best of the church hymns and music following the church here. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Pastor Bill Swirla about being simultaneously saint and sinner. Also Monday, we'll discuss sex education with Linda Bartlett of Lutherans for Life. That's Monday on Issues Etc. The conscience is our constant companion. And the apostle's right. The conscience, even in the unbeliever, sometimes accuses, sometimes excuses. When rightly informed by the Word of God, the conscience becomes even more difficult to live with. It becomes a great burden that the Christian bears because the conscience, now informed by God's pure law, says you have not lived up to it, not one little bit. And the conscience will tell you, not infallibly, but pretty reliably, that you're not meeting that standard of perfect obedience that God's law unmistakably demands. And if you didn't just, if it was just the conscience, you'd have that testimony, but you also have the clear Word of God that says this very same thing. And that leaves every one of us burdened in conscience, despairing in conscience, a conscience that is pained and terrified. There's only one solution for that. It is not in your attempts to do better, your attempts to ignore your conscience or explain it away. The only solution to that sullied conscience, that terrified conscience, is the perfect obedience of Jesus Christ. In Him alone is a clear conscience. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th century. The 11th century. The 8th century. The 4th century. Thank you. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.